DNR Conservation Warden Supervisor Dave Walls of Woodruff says Wednesday, March 15th for the Wisconsin-Michigan boundary waters is the removal date, and Sunday, March 19th for waters north of Highway 64 and inland waters.
They need to remove their, you know, their permanent shacks by then, but let's say they, you know, an angler wants to take their shack out during the daytime and then just remove it, you know, when they're done, they could sure do that. But yeah, the more permanent shacks need to be removed.
Walls says all things must be removed from the ice as well, not just the shack.
We do get a few complaints every year when people do remove their ice shack. They may not remove everything that might be frozen down in the ice. You know, whether it's some beer cans or, you know, paper, you know, bag or any of that kind of stuff too. So just want to remind people that they have to remove all of that material as well. Otherwise, it can be considered a littering violation.
Walls says the removal deadline ensures shanties are removed in time, avoiding the additional costs and hazards of shanties breaking through the ice. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.